Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Forest beat beat.
Me, man, I'm back in the cannon, man. Huh? I gotta go hard for those days. I sit in the cage, loved ones that's laying in graves, stuck in the maze. Mom don't be tripping, keep tripping, they telling me I need to change. Stuck in my ways, no side to the fire, to the dead that I die, yelling straight to the grave. Born a real nigga, my race a real nigga, stay the real nigga, that's how I remain. Giving my all when I write in these verses, won't stop trying, hit an F screen in my name. Get y'all what I can, pour out my heart to my fans, my story, my struggle, my pain. I am who I am, feel there's no reason to change, it made me who I am today. I had to hustle, I came from the bottom, started with nada. I could relate, I'm like nights on the block, ain't ducking shit but the cop. Women won't come like a wife, make time for that guap. Ain't taking no bitches, I'm taking bitch niggas with shots from the glide. It's clacking the pop, you bust up a nut. I'm busting it, somebody drops, I'm dropping, I dip. All I'm just came with a stick, it kinda resembling my them like nights on the block. Ain't ducking shit with the cop, women won't sound like a wife. Make time for that guap. Ain't taking no bitches, I'm taking bitch niggas with shots from the glide. It's clacking the pop, you bust up a nut. I'm busting it, somebody drops, I'm dropping, I dip. All my guns came with a stick, they kinda resemble a mob. Right to the top, came in the bottom. Know how I feel to be stuck in one spot. Two things I am not. Bitch or a snitch, never told on no nigga. Put that on my pops, she said that I'm hot. Mama be praying for me. I just pray she keep praying for me. What the app need, they waiting on me. Put the clothes red on, watch what he's saying to me. Grass at the top, cap in the bottom. Know how I feel to be stuck in one spot. Two things I am not. Bitch or a snitch, never told on no nigga. Put that on my pops, she said that I'm hot. Mama be praying for me. I just pray she keep praying for me. What the app need, and they waiting on me. Put the clothes red on, watch what he's saying to me. Times of the essence, so time I ain't wasting. Niggas be taking, my girl got no safety. Don't fuck with too many. These niggas too flaky. They look in his eyes, let me know that he faking. Sharp as a machete, that gets one by Jesse. Think everything through, ain't got time for mistaking. Tasting the bitches, I'm tasting the chicken. Ain't got time for dating, no time for relations. Fam know I got him, I told him be patient. Pain in my struggle, I had to embrace it. Sit it with cold, don't touch a soul. Burner, I'm told him be woman and blanket. Every some shots to say poppin' with childish and poppin'. None of my niggas, Jamaican real ones out the 90s. But niggas that's claiming they stop making real niggas back in the 80s. My only son, my youngest baby, that conquered what made me. Brian Black Treasure, y'all aim it, I spread. Mama be praying, she don't get no cross, and I got left land. Came out the bottom, under the basement. Caught on the gem, I don't give up no statement. They yelling out, tried that they want me to make it. My CD wide open, it's my for the taking. My mom's only son, my youngest baby, that conquered what made me. Brian Black Treasure, y'all aim it, I spread. Mama be praying, she don't get no cost, and I got a plan. Came out the bottom, under the basement. Caught in the gem, I don't give up no statement. They yelling out, tried that they want me to make it. The city wide open, it's my for the taking. Right to the top, cap in the bottom. Know how I feel to be stuck in one spot. Two things I am not. Bitch or a snitch, never told on no nigga. Put that on my pops, she said that I'm hot. Mama be praying for me, I just pray she keep praying for me. What the app need, they waiting on me. Put the clothes red on, watch what he's saying to me. Right to the top, cap in the bottom. Know how I feel to be stuck in one spot. Two things I am not. Bitch or a snitch, never told on no nigga. Put that on my pops, she said that I'm hot. Mama be praying for me, I just pray she keep praying for me. What the app need, and they waiting on me. Put the clothes red on, watch what he's saying to me.
Time away, say what's on your mind. 'Cause
y'all. What's going down? It's your girl, Cold Peach. And y'all already know what it is. We on all seven continents right now at the same one time. I already know what it is. So I'm about to chime in my co-host, and he going to introduce himself. What's going down, fam?
Hey. What's happening? And it's your boy, Mr. P.I., double L to the Z, from the CPGA, dope boy already, the one and only Mr. Pills. What's going on, sis? What's happening? Cold Peace Radio, y'all already know. What's happening?
What's going on, bro? I know I've been busy. We ain't caught up with each other, but we got to, you know, touch bases.
Yeah, man, you've been grinding, man. So much been going on. You know what I'm saying? Just staying low key, but you know how it goes. Everyday life, you know. But yeah, everything good. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it moving, cause the bills don't stop at all.
No, ain't that they don't pay they sell. You know what I'm saying? The bills don't pay they sell.
You gotta, cause you be like, okay, I'm in the green now, and then they're gonna come right back around. Hey, let's keep going. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but other than that, you know, everything good. You know everybody going through some times.
We got the three on the line. I just got blessed this earlier today. We got a little treat on the line, so I'm about to tap in, and then just spring it out there. You know, I'm just like the spring. I already told them we spontaneous like this sometimes. So we got 612-5044. Who we got on the line and what's up? Hello?
Yo.
What's going on? Who we got on the line and what's up?
Yo, what's up? Big sis, Big T.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Represent yourself to the world. Let everybody know what you got going on.
I was finna get right to it. My bad. Straight out of Minnesota, man. Northside Finest, man. You know what I mean? We out here trying to get to it.
You got a little bit something for us? You know, we got Mr. Pills on the line.
I can do something for y'all. What's up, big dog?
What's happening?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Shit, different
story, bro.
Man. Different story, man.
Already,
it's the same shit, though.
Hey, I'm telling you.
For real.
It don't matter. What hood you in?
I just want to let y'all know, too, man. I ain't cutting you off, Mr. Peel, man. I love y'all vibe, man. I love what y'all are doing with this platform, and we finna turn this shit up.
Already. Vice versa, fam. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too much negativity going on in the world, man.
Yes, sir, We got to spread more love.
Yeah, because it makes no sense. Or the senseless.
Hey, just because somebody hates you don't mean you got to stop loving them.
There you go, my brother. There you go, my
real,
brother.
Real, man.
Cause
good,
it's just,
good.
It's
I'll do the bad anytime, man.
That's what I'm saying. And at the end of the day, just because even gangsters cry. Even gangsters feel.
Man, I just told somebody that the other day, man. Exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm. We out here doing exactly what they want us to do. Knock each other off for no reason.
Yep, and you know why? Because we scared our own power.
Yeah.
We playing with our own power.
Yeah.
And let's get it cracking though, man. I'm ready for y'all, man. Hey, I'm very patient, man. I love y'all. I love everybody on here. Man, bless everybody in the world, man. Rest in peace, everybody in the dad, man. For real, man. That shit's sad, man.
Well, you excited. Go ahead and get to it. You know what I'm saying? You might as well just go ahead and get to it. Do your
put no beat on for me or nothing? a little something.
Huh?
If y'all can't, I got
to
put my own beat
you
on.
Be
I can do it.
This shit, you...
Huh?
Nah.
Look, did you just hit the table? Hey, go on, keep hitting it. I'm going to go on it, though. What you mean? Go on, keep hitting the table. I'm going to do something to it, though.
You want me to beatbox?
I'm
going to
do something to it, though, man. Hey, I'm going to hit it like I love it.
You go ahead and
keep...
throw whatever instrumental you want to throw on your end.
Look.
You know what I'm saying? We got to give you a second.
Look. Hey, I ain't ready for this nine beat shit, but I be coming on and I get to it quick. And everybody mad they don't see shit. All of a sudden they act like Stevie in this bitch. And niggas talk money, they ain't even rich. And bitches keep hating, they just want to lick this. And they running around and they in these clubs when they kids at home ain't getting no love. I'm like TLC, we don't want no scrubs. Niggas ain't just scrubs, bitches can't be scrubs. These niggas talking shit, they don't get no love. Anytime I go in the pussy, I got a glove. I do this shit for real, do it for the hood. I'm just coming off the brain because I know I'm good. And everybody talking, they ain't listening to shit. And niggas talk too much, I been definitely hear a bitch. These niggas hating on me because I'm doing too much. Them bitches waiting on me because I know how to... These niggas know what it is, they know what it was. I came in this bitch and I tore it up. I'm straight from the city, nigga, murder out. I ain't trying to talk about killing, but that's where we at. And niggas talking shit, I told them just relax. Put the kickstand down, nigga, just kick back. And niggas talking shit, I ain't hearing that. These niggas see me one time, they fearing that. I got God in me, that's all I need. And niggas talking bullshit, they need to smoke some weed. And sit your ass back and nigga go to sleep. I hit it one time, now I got a geek. It's just like crack, man. I'm serving fiends, but I'm serving music to the city, man, with memes.
Hey.
That's just right, man. They ain't even warmed up yet. You hear me? That's right, man.
Already.
Hey, bro. Hey.
And that's off the brain, man.
What y'all feeling, fellas?
Lil Weezy style, man.
Yeah.
Y'all move my baby in this bitch. Nah, but for real, though, man, I love music, man. I love y'all energy. Y'all make me want to go crazy, and that's what I need. That's what I want.
Already. You went in here with
that. That's
what
I want, man. You put a beat on, man. I'm going to record a whole album right now.
I can be
ready for it, man. For real. I'm spreading good energy, man.
Okay,
I'm spreading good love. I pray for the whole world here today. What's that? I'm sorry.
Since I got to reply, I got a couple of questions I'm going to ask you. Like, we going to go through our conversation earlier. The couple of, you know, I only asked you a couple of questions, right? So let everybody know why you decided to take this serious right now.
Man, look, I'm 37, right? And I'm going to tell you like this. I know I'm good. You know what I mean? But sometimes you don't just want to hit a ooze and eyes. You don't want to hit, man, you good. You can do it. You want to feel it. You want somebody that's sitting there cringing their face up like you just hurt their whole face and restructured it off what you just said. I live for that. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't ran across nobody like that. So when I met my man at the visual the other night, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? We was out there 60 deep. Wasn't no shooting, no fighting, no nothing. It was all love. You know what I'm saying? I was out there with a dude, Dinky, man. I knew him for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? And he been solid since I known him, man. I met him when I was 12. We was doing everything. You know what I mean? Out here hustling. I gave all that up, too, because I realized that God is in me. You know what I'm saying? And God walked with me every day. So his arms wrapped around me. And guess what? I don't fear nobody but that God. But what made me want to do this, man, with y'all, for real though, it's the energy, it's the love, it's the motivation, it's what you say. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. What's understood don't have to be explained.
You're right.
But I love the whole world, man, and I'm ready to test some shit up, man. I just needed y'all. That's all. I just need a job, man. Y'all make me feel like I'm it. I already know I'm it, but you still want to hear it sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure. So, OG.
Already.
You know what I mean? And I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. I'm not even on here trying to prove nothing right now. I'm really doing this for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it for my mama and my family.
Mm-hmm.
For real, man. I'm tired of the hood, man. I'm gonna make it, and I'm gonna take people out of there with me. I ain't gonna leave and come back and feed them and show them I'm the man and all that goofy stuff. Nah, man. We gotta start thinking positive, man, and start spreading this love, because love outweighs the hate any day. So
yeah,
anybody on here listening, man, if you hate somebody, forgive them, man. You ain't got to deal with them. Stay away from them. But smile when you see them. Still say hello, because that's going to kill them. You kill them with kindness.
That's right.
But you know what the
best
thing you can
do? It ain't about the money with me either. I'm rich within my soul. You know what I'm saying? So I already got everything.
That's right.
All I'm saying is, my brother, evening blessings to everyone. But all I want to say to you, brother, the company you keep is what you bring around you. So if you want to get rid of something, I can always come back. I can always come back and help somebody,
absolutely.
But I got to put positive people in my circle so that I'll have positive things that will happen. Because if I'm not doing positive things and I want to go back and try to help negative people, all I'm going to get is negative. It ain't going to work. I got to put positive people in my circle. And then we can come back and do things to help people. You know, and that's for everybody.
Absolutely.
It ain't just for the people of color or whatever you want to call it. It's like we can help everybody, but we have to understand that we have to put
I'm going to tell you something shocking, though, my brother. I'm going to tell you something shocking right now. And I know you're older than me. You're an OG. I can tell by how you're talking, how you carrying yourself.
It's OG right now.
And I'm telling you right now, brother, sometimes God puts you in the way of others. He put them in the way of you. You know what I'm saying? To show you your own strength. You know what I mean? Because you got that one, you got that one crazy cousin or that brother that's off a little bit, but he still know what he's doing, but he's still off. But you ain't going to let nobody treat him like he off.
So true.
I mean, all this stuff go hand in hand. And what I was getting to, what I was just telling you, my man, like sometimes you put in positions for a reason. Even if you get hurt in the process, but you still going to be around to even help another person after the last person just hurt you. You know what I'm saying? So it all go hand in hand, man. You just got to know what your power is. See, the thing with our community, we playing with our power. Because they throw you the little money. They throw you the little change. They let you be out here selling weed and doing whatever you want to do, long as the money steady coming through. But what I'm saying is, though, brother, me, myself, and I've been in so many situations, and I put it in God's hands every time, I swear.
That's a blessing.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? I ain't never stressing. And guess what? Whatever is not a blessing, it's a lesson.
All right.
So true, because if it didn't kill you, it made you stronger.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's real for real, man. This shit ain't for
fun.
What that man say, it ain't for fun. This ain't for play.
He more or less, like, he new to the scene and all that, Mr. Pills, right? So, like, kind of stress him out a little bit. Ask him a couple of little questions because you already see how he mentally coming.
Oh, shit.
Man,
I'm listening to him because it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's just real, recognized real, man. And I already feel the energy.
Hey.
You see what I'm saying?
Mr. Pills, though, man.
I can really just talk to this dude
in.
like OG. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
man, I could talk to y'all for 5 hours right now, man, and still go to work at 9:30 in the morning.
Cause it's like it's like this. Grown folks do grown folks things.
Grown folks know how to
see all this stuff going on. Really, is because
the youngsters don't know how to act.
No.
See what I'm saying?
The kids is telling their parents what to do.
Yeah. The kids acting grown,
and the parents is acting like kids now. Just like the males is acting like females, and the females is acting like males now. But when you know your position and you stand your grounds and you take care of your business, everybody's going to know how to identify you without you even saying anything or trying to explain anything.
Right on.
And I don't got nothing against what nobody's doing. Everybody can do as they please, even though they're in a free country like they say, but everybody can do what they please, and guess what? They'll be judged, though.
This is what I can ask you, because I already see what level you on, because you know what I'm saying. Who were your inspirations when you who inspires you as far as listening and coming up in your upbringing in the hip hop industry? What were some of your inspirations?
Mystical had to be one of my number one influences, man, because like he's just so creative. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even speaking on that topic, it's sad to see what he even going through right now. And if he did anything they say he did and all that, I don't agree with it. But, you know, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's not true, because they basically kidnapping you when they put you in jail and they ain't got all the evidence and they not charging you and sending you away now. You're getting kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? But Mystical, man, he always had a smoke song on every CD, even starting with the beginning one. And he always had that turn up. He always had stuff for the ladies. Shake your face. Watch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with. He always had something for each genre, man. He always had something new. You know what I'm saying? Refreshing. And it's just beautiful to see black people, man, be able to use their voice. Just like, really, we built everything. You know what I'm saying? But we don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what, though? People that got everything, bank account good, he got a pretty wife, he got family, this and that, he not happy. Because it probably was handed down to him from his grandfather, great-grandfather, somebody. His dad is something that's retiring. You know, nothing was never handed down to me. But I'm happier than anybody on this earth. You know why? Because I know God is real. I know the tears is real. I know people who just left us recently. Your people, my people, her people, everybody who listening, people. Man, if y'all don't believe it, I'm telling you now, they living through us. They going to gas us.
Yeah. Yeah, same to say.
We all messages, man. I'm messaging right now. Message. Like on
Earlier when you was like, oh my goodness, I know I said, we ain't just a blessing to you,
man.
You a blessing to us too. You know what I'm saying? We
man,
need some
you
new blood.
Said that, but you know why I kept
like,
praising y'all though?
Definitely shine.
I didn't praise y'all. I didn't praise y'all for y'all to praise me back. I praised y'all to show y'all it's still good love out here.
Didn't I tell you that earlier?
And you said, you was like, man, guess what? I said, man, I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate y'all. I love the motivating things y'all saying. Y'all making me feel like I'm flying. And you said, hey, the feeling is mutual. We collecting that from you right now, too. And you said it's good to know that it's still people on that level still out here, too. And you know what else, though? A person can still be stressed out and make bad decisions and everything, but when you got the good light, you can change their whole perspective and their whole narrative. And you can guide them without you even knowing you controlling the situation. Like, the power of the word and the tongue and your heart and your soul is real, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even believe I got slapped last night, would you?
But you know what? Since I'm feeling your energy, you're going to have to hit us with something else before we hop into this Mr. Pills out of space. So you're going to have to go ahead, and then we need Pills in.
Hey, look,
out of space.
I do what it do.
I leave them Blues Clues. They ain't even got a clue that I even came through so smooth. I can't lose. Made a left, then another right. They couldn't keep up with me. Everybody talking, man, they get above 50. And I learned that from 50 City, New York niggas. I don't even like saying the N-word all the time, but that's all we know, and that's all on my mind. Monkey see, monkey do. Niggas keep talking shit, but they can't make it do what it do. And now I know what I'ma do. I'm coming through, and I'm about to build a crew. We running through. About to kill our people, too, because they killing each other, and it's stuck, too. Look, we need to stop this black-on-black crime. We need to tell the truth. We need to stop lying. We need to embrace the love instead of running from it. And everybody already knowing who did it and done it. You ain't no snitch because you're trying to take care of your people and the kids in your community. These niggas are sleeping. Matter of fact, they smoking work. They tweak us. It's fucked up. They geeking more than the geekers. This shit too loud here. Pop out the speaker. And niggas knowing they going to listen. I'm speaking. And bitches knowing they gonna get it and hit them. Hey, and I just get it with them. Hey, man. We got to motivate each other, man.
We got each other. We can connect all the dots and everything we need to do.
Got
the link. Tell everybody where they can find you at. Or if they want to go check out something, because you see, hey, he official.
Man, look, only thing I got right now is my Gmail, you know what I mean? I ain't got no music out or none of that. That's why I love y'all, man, because y'all made me want to do it. It took 37 years for this, man. I done been around some talented people in the studio and everything, and they probably just said one false thing or carried themselves a different way than they portrayed it. I was turned off immediately. You know what I mean? I'm bar none, man. 0 to 100. All that good stuff. And I just like to give. And I don't even really care about receiving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just want to spread the love, man. That's it. And I'm talking that shit right now. I'm rapping and everything. Talking that street shit and all that. But I'm a real positive person. And I want to, you know what I'm saying, perfect my craft. And actually be talking motivational things to my people, man. You know what I mean? Because we are our own worst enemies, and this shit got to stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I heard Rich Homie Quan just say, we need to stop all the bubble gum and shoot them up rap. He right.
Mm-hmm.
He right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because your own kids going to be out there probably going to kill you because that's the way you raised. Man, I talk to my kids so much, y'all. Hey, I ain't never with my kids. My oldest is 22. I'm 37. And I live like I'm her age. You know what I mean? And I'm telling y'all, man, it was a big task. And I talked to these kids for thousands of hours. They hated me talking. It was worse than a whooping.
I'm going to keep watching a couple of videos and make examples of what's going on around us
and in other states and show you how dangerous it is and show you how easy you get.
They cleaning the streets up, bro, down here in the A. They trying to, they shutting down all the rappers. Everybody in the A. Boy, they give them RICO charges.
You know why they shut them down, brother? They created them.
They shutting it down.
They created them, brother. They built them up to break them down.
They shutting it down. Everybody that was rich.
They built them up to break them down, bro. But when you conscious, and your brain work, you ain't going to fall for nothing to stand for anything.
I tell you, bro. And when you get behind that wall, and you're a millionaire and don't know how to be behind that wall.
Man, listen, bro.
I'm
going to
tell you, they're going to tell on everybody.
Look at Big Meats. Look at Big Meats for instance,
yeah.
right?
I already
look
know.
At Big
I'm
Meats
telling on everybody.
But what I'm
yeah,
saying,
what
though, he got an outdate.
Going to say, give
you know
me
why he got an outdate, bro? Hold on, I'm going to go somewhere where I can hear a little better. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm talking over
yeah.
y'all.
No, it's okay.
Oh, no,
it's
okay.
You good,
yeah,
man.
We talking.
Worldwide.
Hey,
we
y'all,
worldwide.
I'm telling you, boy. Hey, y'all know why Big Meats got an outdate? Because he had respect for life, even though he was selling drugs to his own people. He,
yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm a part of him because my mom do drugs. When I
yeah.
was selling it, I just gave it
that
to her. They weren't even no better than me selling it to her.
But that's
yeah,
what
that
I
mean,
be,
don't
but,
even
want to
sell it.
But what I be saying is that all the if you in the industry and you getting $300,000 to $250,000 $500,000 checks monthly, you ain't gotta play gangster no more. You see
Man,
what
let
I'm
me
saying?
Tell you something,
so. So when you get banged up, and you go behind them bars, yo,
big pill. As soon as they get
yo.
In the game, they already lost. Cause guess what?
But I already
you
know.
Need these people. You see what y'all doing right now? This all you need is each other.
Yeah, I already
see,
know.
These people
you know
make
what
you, they make you think you need billboards. They make you think you need Balenciagas. They make you think you need everything. Yeah, that's good to have when you done work for it and you done work hard and you accomplish something. And you know, your check bigger than the last one. It's worth it. You can buy whatever you want. You deserve it. But
oh, yeah.
it's a facade.
Oh, yeah. Bro,
they make you think you need that stuff. They make you think you need the big corporations and the big A&Rs and production companies. Guess what? All you need is you and your word of mouth. And you need to print out 1 billion cards and pass them out. You need to print out 1 billion flyers, even though they're going to throw 50% of them away. Print some more.
Because
yeah. if it's out of sight, it's out of mind.
Correct.
That won't come out.
It's all about you keeping yourself in sight.
Yeah. You know how long
you know,
I've been
yeah,
doing that?
Zoo,
let's
you know,
put it like this.
Sound Zoo, they got commercials up the ass. They got billboards. Come and get the 2 for $3 burritos. Come and get a large, any size drink, $1. They stay on your mind.
Bro, see, I can understand. We all can understand because we old school. We know how the game go. You know what I'm saying? I know I was born in the 70s. I know my track record. You know what
yeah.
I'm talking about? I know I ain't name dropping or nothing, but I know who I done rock with. And I don't do no name dropping like that. So,
hey,
to still be relevant on an independent level and still having – like Illuminati hitting you up in the inbox and stuff like that. Nah.
Yes, sir.
And you know I ain't doing that. But I know I'm relevant. I know Cold P's radio relevant.
I know everybody on here relevant. Did they hit you up, bro?
Yeah.
Bro,
I'm going to share something with y'all, man.
And everything that
yeah.
seems like it's bullshit, that be the real deal.
Yeah.
Like when you sitting here watching these movies and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Look at the movie.
Yeah.
Look at the movie Get Out.
Okay.
The main objective was they was buying organs and body parts of our people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they was bid on it was an auction. You feel me? And,
mm-hmm.
and look at the odds of everything. A black man produced and wrote this movie.
Yeah.
But you don't think the Jewish people and the European people want yeah. right there with him, holding his hand and putting that money in his face and telling him you need us?
Yeah.
He didn't need them at all.
I had him go as far as one night talking about, you know, what is the WhatsApp? He say, log into the WhatsApp. He said, talk to the Grand Wizard. No, I ain't talking to no Grand Wizard. He said, if you talk to the Grand Wizard, we can have you 50,000K on your front porch soon as you done.
In the morning.
Big pill.
No.
And this is the other ending to the story I just was telling y'all. So they hit me up on Messenger. They say, hey, look, we know who you is. They say, man, you want to be famous? We can get you your wildest dreams, whatever you want. I said, who sent y'all? I said, what made y'all?
What made y'all pick me out?
I said, what made y'all pick me out? Right?
Exactly.
So you know what they said?
That motherfucker, you gonna pick me?
No, look, he said he couldn't believe I asked him that. He couldn't believe I asked him.
Let me tell you, we got another guest on the line, y'all. Hold on. We gonna chime her in.
Oh, sorry.
We got
do it. Let's get it.
From Pure Promotion. So what's going down, sis? What's popping?
What's up?
Tired being with us for a second.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's happening?
How you doing? It's
T-6.
What's up, boy? All right, now.
What's going on?
Can I finish it real quick?
Yeah, what y'all talking about now?
I took screenshots of the messages they sent me, right? And I sent it to my best friend. Why they delete their messages in, man? But she already got my message. And they reach out to me in 6 months or like 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
But guess what? Yeah, I've been on Facebook in 3 years.
They try to see if you change your mind if life got rough enough.
I don't like, man, that stuff is so time consuming. You gonna be sitting on there for 4 hours falling asleep, drooling and shit. And half of the day they went back.
Real
shit.
That's a social dating site. So, TT, what are you doing? Go ahead.
I apologize. I just wanted to finish what I was saying.
I'm listening right now. I'm listening.
We don't need you to just listen. We need you to participate, too.
Okay. I need to know what the question is. All I heard was somebody talking about you pick somebody every 6 months.
Go ahead, let them know who you are. The industry reaches out to people
and they make them try to make them feel good and they try to tell you what you want to hear to see what they can get away with.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to just,
I'm going to get right to the nitty-gritty.
Man,
you ask some questions like, who sent you?
You said who sent
me?
I think I'm having bad.
Give me one second because I think I'm in a bad area.
I can't really hear y'all clear.
My shit's breaking up a little bit too. You just got to kind of just get into it.
The movie Get Out.
Yeah, he was talking about the movie
Get
Out.
I'm sitting in the bathroom on the toilet right now.
Well, hey, you know, that's where your space is.
Wash my hair some more. I already washed it earlier.
Careful what you eat.
But I was sweating a little bit.
All right, hold on, Jimmy. Give me about a couple seconds.
I was sweating when I was rapping. Getting in a better area.
All right.
All right, let this lady introduce herself.
What's going on? Okay. How y'all doing?
Okay,
y'all have some questions for me? I mean, I'm here. What questions
are
you
here? I'm asking some questions, but I'm just saying, represent yourself, let them know who you is. That's the first thing.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. See,
Identify yourself.
I'm Peer Promotions. I'm from out of Florida. I mean, I'm originally from Philly, but I'm from out of Florida right now. I've been here about 15 years. I deal with a lot of artists and artist development. putting artists on tours, teaching them about the business aspect of the music industry, also networking and getting them connected with other people in other states, other cities, you know, and I also do a lot of marketing, promoting, branding. I also got my own website, which is up. I got to do a little bit more maintenance on it, you know, to start before I fully launch it. But I'm here for whatever, you know. I'm actually an all-around individual, you know, all-around individual, whether it's in the music industry or just everyday business. I mean, I also do notaries and stuff over, you know, all over, not just Florida. So, you know, and I deal with contracts and stuff. So I'm able to help in different areas, you know. So, I mean, what's going on? What else? You need to know some more? What's going on?
I mean, the fellas, you know, they were just speaking on, like, signs at a time and what's going on right now, today in life. You know, so, I mean, what's your input on, like, not just today itself, but the day that we are in, if that makes more sense?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I think.
Let's go back to last 60 days.
I mean, you know, it's just been crazy. I mean, I don't really even understand what's going on right now. You know, I try to limit myself to things because I know how it makes me feel. Because, like, today with these children, with the like I think I heard him say that a lot of the adults are act like they're childish. And I have came across where I have moved to a little city, a little town, and I had interactions with a lot of the older people there in that city, you know. And in that particular city, the older people got a lot to do with why these young men is out here killing one another. I feel personally in that particular city because I said, I see what's going on. Everybody in their own little world, they don't have nothing out here for the children to do. And I'm looking at, like, where are the resources for these children? And this is a small town I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, what's going on in the music industry and all that. I'm talking about just with the little towns where the stuff is going on, where we as people that are in prominent positions are not even helping our communities that when we are in these positions. And this is what I deal with, like, where I'm living at right now. This is stuff I deal with right now where I'm battling going into schools and having to deal with going to the school board, complaining about what children ain't getting what, and they got funding, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I be out here on that too. I'm also a part of that kind of stuff, advocating for the right things in the community. But it's like it is a lot of older people that are still childish in the mind and still trying to be young and ain't really schooling a lot of these young people. That's how I felt about the game, even with the music industry. I don't know how they allowing these young dudes to come up in the industry and all of this stuff going on. And ain't nobody saying nothing.
Exactly. And then you
nobody
know,
saying nothing. All these top dogs ain't even putting their foot down. Come on.
You know, yeah. But they looking like we just females. They trying to have sex with us, and then they're still trying to be young men and don't even know, like, in all actuality, like, these other men should at least be telling them the truth. Like, you know, it's a possibility you can go to penitentiary.
I mean, somebody need to put their foot down, especially in the industry, what's going on right now.
I mean,
what's going on right now. Like,
from females.
Destroying hip-hop. They destroying hip-hop. They getting killed left and right, and ain't no big dogs coming down saying nothing about what's going on. Nothing.
Exactly. Who's
you know, it's
call?
Crazy to me. It's crazy. I don't understand. Because this is what we live for. This was our culture. This is you know what I mean? This is what we grew up on, listening to the music. You know, me growing up in Philly, you know what I mean? I got the old school, the sound that I grew up with, the Pamela the Bill and all them, Frankie Baby and Maze, all of them, old days, old. I grew up old school. So it's like when you grow up listening to them type of people, you know, and, you know, you hear that kind of music and you look at how where hip-hop started from and how it made it, and you looking at it now, it's like,
yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand how ain't nobody saying, ain't nobody doing nothing. Everybody just falling back.
And the people that's in position to do and say something still ain't doing or saying nothing.
Still ain't doing nothing. That's what's blowing my mind. That's what's blowing my mind. This is hip hop. This is what got you guys where y'all at. How do y'all get where y'all at and just say forget about it. I'm going to let these youngins come in here and destroy what we created and built.
Or do yeah, kind of like crazy. Bragging and kind of like rubbing it in their face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then not telling them the other hateful things that you're doing to even put yourself in certain positions to make it to where they can't even get over the hill. You know what I'm saying? Let alone climb
exactly.
up the fucking mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make it so
and that's
difficult.
The bullshit in it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And so, you know, when it comes to everything that's going on, man, it's like, you know, we ain't the ones in the industry. We ain't the top dogs in the industry. The females.
No, they don't want us.
They don't want us to do it. So they're the ones over. I'm trying to understand, when is somebody going to put their foot down? When is one of them, where the old heads that started this? Like, where the old heads are still, you know, the top dogs are sitting back. They're sitting back and they just allowing it, like I said, to go on. Nobody's saying that. No way. Doing nothing. None of that.
They letting the money rule the world. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And rule their minds.
Exactly.
Instead of putting it back, yeah, they say they put a little bit back. Yeah, they built this community center, they did this and that, but actually, when was the last time they was there? Or when was the last time they was actually, you know, in the community, you know? And those are the things that we need to look at and start calling motherfuckers out on that shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They need to be schooling
like,
these young men that's coming into this industry the right way.
Like
instead of
the choice.
Yeah.
They got to hear us. Yeah, they wanted to be heard, so they got to hear us, too.
Yeah. Like, they give them all these millions and they send them out in the street. Go ahead. We're going to give you these millions. Go ahead. See you out there. No kind of nothing. Just crazy. It's crazy. And it's difficult because I deal with a lot of independent artists. And a lot of them, you know, they get this fake facade. I mean, they don't have the real understanding that you are a business. This is a business. They think you just go make music and that's all it is. You know, it used to be. You had to have talent. You used to be, how many years ago had to do that? It's like now it's always been a business, but now it's just, this is just straight up stern. It's put out there to know, like, listen, you got to create up, you know, yourself. You are a business. You got to, your brand got to be made. No, they got to understand all of that. They got to learn all of that kind of stuff. Like, they ain't being
correct.
That
and that kind of becomes the forefront. Cause if you ain't got that coming in the situation, it ain't no use in even coming into the situation. They going to do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. So that's a whole 360.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I be really on this kind of stuff, you know, and this is what I be teaching, you know, preaching to the young men that come my way and they want me to, oh, can I manage you and all that? And I'm looking at them like, listen, you going to have to be investing yourself. I don't know what you think. But you got to show me, and just like you're going to have to show anybody else that, you know, you want this. It's not going to come easy. Not a walk in the park. You feel what I'm saying? They think they just see the stuff.
That's
and, you
not
know,
easy.
No.
Ain't never
lying. Yeah, it's not, man.
Yes.
It worked.
No, not.
Years and years of work. Years and years and years of work. You feel me? Yeah. So,
try to take you out of character, all that shit. So you're going to constantly...
All that kind of stuff. All that kind of stuff. You gotta make sure you... Yeah, because, you know, I try to keep myself on the level.
You got to have fun with this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like tougher than playing football. This ain't just your mind and your body in it. It got to be your soul, your spirit, whole money. Because the attacks come on many different levels. You know what I'm saying? And each level is a
different
level.
So, you know, I'm very passionate and deep about all that kind of stuff. And, you know, but, you know, it's crazy out here. You know, the young people are getting, you know, they are being disrespectful. Women, the girls and the guys, they ain't like it's no different. They are disrespectful. They out here. I just try to keep myself away from them type of children because, you know, I know they don't have no value for life now. There's no value for
that's life. All I'm saying. They,
you know,
they're
killing
misguided.
At 14
you know
to 15. Yeah.
They've been misguided. Somebody let them think for too long and that it was okay.
Exactly. But let me tell you something.
Go
they
ahead.
Picked up. time and they picked up. They picked up one in 1 week at one school, 4 guns from kids before they even made it. I'm like, what are y'all bringing guns to school for? School ain't even started the first week, 4 kids got caught with guns. Why are y'all bringing guns to school? Is what I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yeah.
It's like nobody got an answer. It's like, man, it's crazy.
Ain't nobody gonna say shit, right?
Right. And this stuff is really going on across America for real. You know, it ain't even just happening, and they try to make it say, oh no, it's happening across America. They're not saying that until somebody get shot or a bunch of kids get killed or a bunch of people get killed. You know. So that's when they want to start talking about it, you know. Then it goes away, they come, you know, it's the same thing.
So they can't hide it no more.
Nope, can't hide it. It's dead, but they don't have nothing in plan to try to fix it. It's just a part of just destroying what's going on. You know, people just need to stay in prayer, you know what I mean? That's first and foremost. People got to stay in prayer. They got to really be spiritual or connected and know that. Try to stay away from the negative energy and stuff like that, because it's crazy out here. But you got spiritual wars going on too, as well as just the war. You know, it's just a lot going on out here today, all the way around.
Oh yeah.
And it's real deep out here. Yeah, it's real deep, and people like to keep stuff hush hush and quiet.
Oh, so they think.
Type thing. Yeah.
So, you know, because everybody's all these secret societies and all this other shit, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, but I just try to say, like I said, you know, Cold Peace, Mr. Piz, and I ain't get the other guy name, you know. I just try to stay in peace, stay away from negative energy, positive, keep yourself in prayer. You know what I mean? That's all you could do out here, man. People crazy left and right.
We're going to chime back in with the fellas. We had to mute them because they was a little turnt up. You know what I'm saying? So I had
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even know they was muted. It was us, ladies.
No, Don't worry about it. Pills back in. We got Tori back in. How y'all doing, fellas?
Tori.
Yo. Already. First and foremost, I just want to congratulate you on everything you do, Ms. T. You know what I'm saying? I see the work ethic you got going on, and keep doing what you're doing because you do it well. You feel me? So, I feel everything. Everything you just said was on point. I'm talking about like the way on point.
We be talking some conversations on here, man. We got to get on here more. We be having some deep, real, live conversations on here, man. You got to get down to the nitty gritty. You got to have them hard conversations.
I like to get them out the way first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just from there, as long as you get the uncomfortable conversation out the way first, you can move forward real quick. Way quicker than you just try to hold certain shit inside, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know I'm ready for the raw and uncut. And then, you know, we can get silly, too. We can get silly and funny, too, now, you know. I can go ahead and turn into a character now. I can get it to my own. My character. And y'all be like, wait a minute. Yeah. Switch it up on y'all, you know. Acting going on.
But,
here.
you know, when they really, you remember back in the day when they had prayer in church? I mean, not prayer in church, but prayer in school. They took the prayer out of school and then started doing the Pledge of Allegiance and all that stuff. And, you know, a lot of them don't pray no more.
No, they don't do that.
So some of the words don't mean what it meant. So people call them on certain things, but then they want to play the game that they play, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I see.
I'm gonna be in the 80s Saturday and Sunday. Got some studio time going on with OG Bando this weekend.
Bando.
And some other little stuff. Yeah, he got some other stuff going on this weekend up in the A. So he'll be up in your space this weekend.
What side? You don't know yet?
Lathunia, we usually stay in Stockbridge area, but Lathunia area is probably I think Jonesboro area too.
Oh,
like
man.
Outside. So you know I ain't like right. Mm. Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
We be saying that, hey, I be outside of the around because I can't stay right there. That's too much for me.
Hey,
you know?
I know it because I stayed in Riverdale right next to Jonesboro, and but I done moved to Warner Robins, so that's probably like maybe give or take on traffic maybe an hour because I'm up 75 south. So you know, we'll play it by ear and try to make some shape because we gonna play it by ear because I want to meet you and meet Bando.
I got one of my friends having a little birthday party too at the Haven. That's why I said that's up in the north. Let me say like northeast.
Oh, you're on the north side.
Yeah, north side. But usually I take 675 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, to there, because it's about 30 minutes from Stockbridge.
Okay.
So it's like 30 minutes from Stockbridge. That's where the little event that's going on Saturday night. But we'll link up. I'm gonna be around in the area. Link up. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah,
we'll
link up and stuff like that.
Trying to make some shape. You know what I'm saying? And man, I mean, coming up here, I ain't going to lie to you, you know, at the little bro pass, you know what I'm saying? We moved up that way, and it's like I've been all the way, you know, I'm pretty much like in the country now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say totally country, but I was always in the city, and it just is, I miss being down now, but at the same time, you know, when the Lord make you shake and bake, move out of the way, you got to do what he say.
Hey, it blesses is a blessing. It's time. Yeah, it's best to be out of the way.
he got too real in the deal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it went from all whites to when they moved the bus station, it went to all blacks and the hood came in with it. So, you know, that poverty crime rate, all that, it shot all the way through the roof. So, you know, and can have more Duke in there. So.
Right.
Well, she wanted to go with that. You know, that's why I appreciate you strong black women, Cold Peace, you know what I'm saying? Because it, like you say, if they let y'all in the door, boy, I wouldn't have a chance.
What?
I'm saying,
man,
I already know.
Everybody
should. They would be in trouble.
So much trouble. Y'all know y'all better be ready, though. Y'all better be ready, though. I know y'all too better be ready.
just like you say, you know what I'm saying? Every time I, hey, can you manage me?
Right. I'm trying to get your butt down here to Atlanta, man. Get your butt to Atlanta. You need to be coming down to visit or Florida, you know.
Yeah. We for real. We're going to make it shake, though. Because we got to put, you know, put some things together because I definitely want to do something with OG. You know what I'm saying? And Fam still on the phone? Burrow still on the phone?
Tori.
Did he mix off?
Hold on. I didn't turn it off in the mic, y'all. Hold on. Tori.
Yeah. Y'all killed my voice.
Where you was at, my
boy. I was over here talking the whole time.
My bad. Hey, man.
Don't worry about it. You gotta say the best for last, you feel me? But
I can touch
down on everything y'all was talking about, man. I feel the love on here. And I swear, man, this is just, it's just so, I respect this. You know what I mean? Because I know where each one of us came from. And where we still at, though.
Right.
But that don't make you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
You're gonna be who you want to be. You have a choice. If you got a headache, uh-huh. you ain't got to take no aspirin. You can sit there and meditate. You can sit there and, you know, try to take some breathing exercise or something. You know what I'm saying? You have a choice. And Miss Lady that was talking, what was her name? Because she was saying a lot of amazing stuff. Y'all had me muted for a while. I was crying a little bit.
Oops. I've never seen no dude.
Hey, I dropped a little tear,
well,
a little twinkle.
How you doing, Tori?
Oh, I'm amazed. How you doing? What's your name?
All right. TT.
Huh?
TT for Promotions. Yeah.
That's what it do, man. I love it, man. You were saying some positive stuff. And what I was saying, I was muted. You know, nobody could hear me. But I was telling you, you black people scared to share what they know. You know what I mean? And we got to start sharing our information and uplifting each other. And make the person that's standing next to you better, and they're going to make the person that's standing next to them better. We got to stop withholding information.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Real. And at the end of the day, man, I love this stuff that's going on right now. And I wanted to leave y'all with one of my five hooks. You know what I mean? Before I get off of it.
Go ahead. Do what you do.
All right, you go ahead and do it, man. That's what I told him, though. I say, I hate when that rapper say that, too, but I just did it. But look, I say, you say you're getting money, but you keep copping the same thing. Same thing. You say you're getting money, but you keep rocking that same chain. Same chain. You say you're getting money, but you keep spending that same change. Same change. You say you're getting money, but you keep copping that same thing. Same thing. I'm telling you, that shit fire, man. I love it.
Already.
Nah, but I want to start to be more positive in my words and stuff, but, and man, it is what it is, and love is love and hate is hate, man. You know what I mean? You can't say an apple is an orange, man. It's simple as that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, no, right.
He can't even win an alert. We
say thank. All this shit go hand in hand.
Yes, yes.
But that's what you know. A while ago, this connection, this vibe, everything that's going down in this line. We worldwide, like we on all seven continents, like. Literally,
I love everybody who listening. I especially love the people who invited me on here.
Talking about, yes. So when they wake up and listen to what we talking about, even in other countries, they don't think about what we was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because how they portray it to the rest of the world, they got them thinking that it's propaganda and that we think in a different type of way. But no, these are some individuals that do think a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling you earlier. They got us thinking we the aliens, like something wrong with us and something wrong with 90% of the rest of the motherfuckers. I'm the 10%.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. And hallelujah. But no, Cole P, though.
I don't know. Cole P.
I'm glad
I'm happy I met you, man, through my mans. I just met him at a visual. Like, we connected instantly. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I went about a 24 case.
But you know,
hey, look,
Tracy with my people,
about,
wrecking all the peace. Tracy with my people, too.
We was drinking a little bit. A nigga trying to give me my own drink back.
Yeah,
by
I know
the end of the night.
Huh?
I'm happy to have had this time with y'all, man. For real. It means everything to me. Y'all motivate me to be better, and I want to keep spreading this love. I love everybody on here, man, and I mean that.
I feel likewise.
Already.
That's more that we need in the world.
Hey.
You know?
And I'm going to tell y'all what my mama new boyfriend be saying. He's from the country, Memphis. He say, what you said? I'm putting that on the shirt. I need to go packing it now, though. Because, I mean, all this shit authentic, man. Anything we do can make it. We just got to, you just can't say it. You got to show it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't know it. You still got to show it.
Well, seeing is believing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Everybody
so
in church ain't no saint.
Oh, yeah. It's a different level. There's different things. Like I said, each level, different devils. You might slay the first five. The sixth level, might actually got to fight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still here, y'all. Hold on. I mean, I'm still here. I'm on music.
Hey, you ain't gonna never be able to enjoy a win if you never suffered a loss.
Correct.
Some people is undefeated, but they probably take the biggest loss.
Yeah.
Or they probably just paying the referees and everything.
Oh yeah, that's how I go sometimes.
Yeah,
so, already.
This real life. All that stuff we be watching in the movies. Look at all the movies we been watching. Minister Society and all that. How much of that we just seen unfolded for show in the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah, I'm like way older. I've been seeing that shit like way before it even happened. I knew when it first happened.
Hey, Cold Peace. I just wanted to let you know on your station, man, I am a Cold Peace too. And I swear, man, they've been kneeling on our necks and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just now being on video and everything.
Oh, yeah. But I told you, I'm going to help you with all that other different stuff. And then we got, you know, the other everybody else. Like I said, if there's something I can't do, we're going to make a telephone call and get it did.
Man, look, we're going to be.
I talked to you earlier. I'm ready right now. You know what
we're
I'm
about to become one. We're about to become one, man. It ain't what you do, it's how you gonna do it. You know what I mean? And everything is not for everybody. You just gotta know your position. You know, everybody at McDonald's can't be a manager. You know what I'm saying? You got the person on the fry station. You got the person that's putting the buns in the warmer. You got the person taking the meat off the grill. Everybody got to play that position in order for it to work the right way.
Correct. Teamwork makes the dream work. And it's also the village.
Absolutely.
And the tribe.
And conversation,
you know,
rules the nation. For sure.
Yeah, keeping it strong. You
and
know
guess
what
else? Bullshit ain't about nothing, and it never will be. And that's on my soul.
It's bullshit.
But you guys are so enlightening, man. Y'all, you guys are enlightening, man. Keep doing what you're doing, Cold Peace. We got Big Pills over there. We got Miss Lady. She got us on hold, man. You know what I'm saying? But I love this type of stuff, man. I can do this for hours. Like that girl said, for hours. For hours.
Hey, then I'm glad you said that, because then we're going to get a couple of more days in, too.
Man, look, I can talk when I'm at work. I sell lace fronts and stuff like that. I'm about to open my own beauty supply. I had a beautiful black brother told me I was rare to come across.
You know what I mean? He owned a piece of place. And he said, you know what the thing about you young black man? He said, you ready to come across, keep doing what you're doing, man. And I said, you know what, bro? I'm rich already, bro. I don't care about no money. I'm rich in my soul, my heart. He said, man. He said, you know what? I own this piece of place for 8 years. I ain't even know who I'm talking to. He said, you know what? A young black brother like you, ain't nobody going to back you. Y'all know what that brother told me? I'm going to back you, and I believed him. Just like I believed your brother who told me he going to introduce me to you. He didn't think I believed him. But real is real and fake is fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we ain't
and
got
I
no
believed him when
lie.
He said it. And he came
through. Yeah, and that's why I told you. I said, what's the reason for this call? Why am I getting this call?
Man, you said that. And I was telling y'all, too. Hey, I'm going
to
appreciate y'all. For sure. For sure. And that brother, he's uplifted. Man, and we need more people like him out here. He's so vibrant and just calm and humble and respectful. He looked like Allen Iverson, too, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He can play like him. You know, he's getting old. Don't tell him I said it.
He looked like Allen Iverson's daddy did, or his grandpa.
I might beat him now.
Hey, I'll shoot y'all lights out.
Oh yeah, you better because you're younger.
I'll be on my Reggie Miller shit.
Make you work for it though. You have to work for
man,
it.
I'll be on my Reggie Miller shit, man. I'll be on my Steph Curry shit, man.
Blocks from my house and we ain't supposed to be linking up, you know, in like 6 days. So come on.
Man, I'll be on my Steph Curry, Miss Lady.
All right, I'm trying to tell you, listen. And I play like Reggie Miller from
man, listen.
The 90s.
From I play like both
of
them had a baby.
I wouldn't let a young person get an opportunity and a chance to say, they move me. Now I'm gonna make it work for you when I fail or something.
Cold Peace. Cold Peace, I don't want nothing easy. Hey, Cold Peace, I don't want nothing easy because I'm a Cold Peace.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it work. I'm telling you, you're gonna work for them baskets. I'm gonna do the All my charges, all my charges, Libra. All my charges. And they said, you are so rare. Because they were like, how is all your charges Libra? The time I was born, everything made me a Libra all the way around.
I'm an Aries. You hear me? I don't see a number guy, man.
Well,
we
got like 15 minutes left, so I'm going to let you hear some of the music that we got, let you chill out, vibe out. Me and you most definitely going to link up and chop it up. We gonna hop into this
man, listen. I was already ready before we even met.
Go ahead. Give us an intro, boy. Come on, man.
I told you I was waiting on y'all. What took y'all so long?
Oh, we was talking. You know, we talked something about too much.
No, I'm talking about I was waiting on y'all for me to take this new stuff serious. I was talking about to make this music, to take this music stuff serious.
Oh, yeah, we get the
chills
sometimes. Hold on. Now you
just
made me lose
the
damn song.
Hey, look. Hey, Cold Peace. I've been with a couple of Dr. J's, a couple of M&M's, but I ain't taking them serious.
Let's get it.
Man, put one beat on it for me.
Oh,
Well, man, can y'all beatbox or something? Can y'all do the beat?
Intro, let's get crunk.
Bro. Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
Can you intro, let's get crunk?
Woo! I don't
All right.
I don't know, man.
Come on, let's
What's
get crunk.
What's going on? What's going on?
Intro,
what
let's
mean?
Get crunk. I'm going to push play.
Hey, man. Hey, this is your boy, Mr. Peel. Let's get crunk, man. Let's get crunk.
Let's go.
Let's get it crunk. My nigga, we bout to ride on it, but let's get it crunk. My nigga, we bout to dump on these suckers, cause they try to touch me in the battlefield. I'm 430 and that one more time, I'm gon' say them trill. Y'all haters ready to get crunk, better stay the fuck out my way. Dropping nothing but knees and bowls to your pretty ass face. Your haters pray to pretend and thank your heart if you please, but you better not try to touch me when pimp gone off them trees. Now get it crunk, it's the definition of the style. Staying real, forever trill. Why? Letting your nuts hang. Hater be talking about gang bang. Nigga like me just bang tang. Tossing over the green, finna click you end up with your brain. Hang it, ain't no thing. Tucker bust a limit, perpetrator, tell me why you hate. Is it because I'm the fat man, Mr. Peel with mochis on my plate? Fuck them, stuff them, put them in a Ziploc bag on chill. How many more time I gotta beat you my collar, parking like so real. Standing tall on the red clay, like 57 highs, we all so thick and nail all the illest click. Gon' stop and took the pitch and reach. I'm sugar the talk of the plate, your head of that state. I gon' off that bank, cause I'm playing like Mr. Peel, they know the word that get. Let's get it cool. My nigga, we back to ride on it, but let's get it cool. My nigga, we back to dump on these suckers, cause they try to touch me in the battlefield. To getting crunk, cause getting loose at the drop of a dime. And that one more time, I'm gonna tell you that I'm gonna get mine. Mainly about that cheddar that I be chasing swiftly. See, in my mind is like Mr. Peel, just gotta get it quickly. I know these haters be on my back, cause they be out to get me. Therefore, I be forced to strap up, so them bullets can't hit me. You think I'm the guy, as you can tell, I ain't smiling. I'm on the money, making mission, therefore I be wildin'. Got my eyes wide open, scoping out. Play your haters like Louis and Mr. Peel. Cut straight from the 9mm. Then I'm gonna show you who's real before you run your mouth, young player. Find out who you talking to. Take you back home to your mama. Cold red, why you turn that black and blue? I'm with that G-O-B, Mr. P, pushing the clockin'. I'm on the rampage, as you can tell, I ain't stopping. Bodging over barricade, spraying fiber with that cans of mace. When it's all said and done, they gon' understand how me the feel straight to.
Let's get it cool.
My nigga, we back to ride on it, but
let's get it cool.
My nigga, we back to dump on these suckers, cause they try to touch me in the battlefield. I'm 430 and not one more time, I'm gon' say them thrill.
Let's get it cool.
My nigga, we back to ride on it, but
let's get it cool.
My nigga, we bout to dump on these suckers, cause they tried to touch me in the battlefield. I'm 430 and not one more time, I'm gon' say them thrill.
I just dropped the check on designer clothes. I don't like the brag, but I do the most. I don't want a Chevy, bitch, I want a ghost. Bottles of Ace of Spades on my niggas' toes. Trying to make some moves up the East Coast. I just dropped the 10 on the Pico. Another 1200 for the Seamus. Last chick tried me, she was scheming. Ain't dreaming, now I'm ballin' with the beamin'. Put them in their feelings when I lost the ceiling. I'm just coolin', baby, I'm just chillin'. I can't even lie, the sauce drippin'. I can't even lie, my box crippin'. All these blues in my pants, I got pants. landed in Japan with a foreign chick. La mama still hood, and she ratchet. She helped me get that bag when I was down bad. Now it's shot for real, we don't check no tags. Blowing on these gas while we in the coupe. Yeah, my bed fast, so I drive the roof. I just wanna check, I just wanna check. Niggas, they gon' hate, man, just let them hate. I just wanna check, I just wanna check. Hoes gon' fuck off, man, just let them fuck. I keep a 12 on me like a mandrula. My team flying strong like the Mighty Ducks. OG keep that gas in the bando. I'ma hustle till I get that Lambo. I'm playing with them bands with no worries. 30 shooters with me, Steph Curry's. Niggas crossing over, Uncle Drew. I sit back, coach the game, Tyronn Lue. You gotta be smart when you're making moves. In them trenches, grinding for them blues. Free my yard, niggas that made the news. I say that shit again, they made the news. I been on the road, getting that back in. Hit my nigga Meaty, got that back in. Janet K, you know he keep them racks in. Niggas who won't smoke, I gotta spend a Benz. I do not pretend, I don't need friends. Niggas ride my wave, I'ma let them float. Niggas talking down, they don't wanna smoke. Niggas talking down, they don't wanna smoke. I just wanna check, I just wanna check. Niggas, they gon' hate, man, just let them hate. I just wanna check, I just wanna check. Hoes gon' fuck off, man, just let them fuck.
These little kids that was at the gas station, it impressed me that them little kids was like 14 and they pumping people's gas. Instead of like taking the money like I would be, that's the easy way. They pumping people's gas. You know, people is cruel. They'll give you a quarter. After watching you inhale vapors and everything, they'll give you a quarter for pumping gas. And I gave them little kids like 50 bucks. They was like, thank you, but that teaches them the worst. That teaches them that when you work hard and being responsible, there's a reward for that. And I think that just like I did that, corporations can do that. And on a big level, just, you know, imagine if a corporation just sent a representative and said, just go hang out in that playground. And when you tell them, you see the one, whatever kid is the coolest and shares the ball or lets the most people play the basketball, we're going to give them a scholarship. You know how many things, I mean, because then that would bring hope. You know what I'm saying? That's no hope. And it's not going to be too many more Christmases without hope. You know what I'm saying?
World.
Not to make it just about Christmas. It's not going to be too many more days without hope.
In the world ruled by the soulless. Never goes unnoticed, no shelter for homeless or hope for the hopeless that are in need of solace. This government's atrocious, presidential vultures saturating our culture with lies that we're supposed to turn the other cheek and eat the chip on our shoulders while they continue to mold us to be perfect citizens in their society. Don't sleep, open your eyes and surely you'll see. You become a mental slave, just like me. Break free and exercise your freedom of speech, cause we're on the brink of becoming extinct. It's more than you think, down to the food that we eat, to the water we drink. They just want the whole world's population to shrink. Disconnect us from the source, so we're so out of sync. We're teachers that teach, not to follow the preachers that preach God's words. So we're in the streets, slaughtered like sheep, absurd. Live for the day, plan for tomorrow. The stars have aligned, it's up to you to follow your future's predestined. Divine intervention may God be a pension in all you invest in the
fight for your soul of this contention.
Not in this world, a different dimension. Need your attention, this world's pretentious. Reality is far from the one that we live in.
War, illumination through imagination. They lack nuts if they suffer from castration. Government officials are subject to damnation for the slavery of a country / plantation. Deflation of the dollar causes starvation. Why they laughing at us all on vacation? Got you wanting a new iPhone and PlayStation instead of you fortifying the fucking safe haven. I bet this here won't receive a commendation. Prophesying my own assassination from this conversation. Usually soft-spoken, such an aberration from my normal demeanor. I'm even meaner looking at the other side where the fucking grass is greener. Why they barely take the time to come through my hood and clean up? Tornado hit the north side, where the hell was FEMA? Looking at the greatest scheme of things and it's silly for the dreamers.
Live for the day, plan for tomorrow. The stars have aligned, it's up to you to follow your future's predestined. Divine intervention may God be a pension in all you invest in the
fight for your soul. soul of this contention. That's
not in this world, a different dimension. Need your attention, this world's pretentious. Reality is far from the one that we live in, or gotta get away. When I don't mean that, I really wanna stay. I don't know what I'm saying, baby, I'm playing.
Smoking Kush.
Cushyville, aka that Cushy V. Mississippi, the dope boy. Staying on that good bus, so go on, get your phone, stroke, and go on, make it low, low. I'm taking you into outer space. JJ and Penny, call me Cushylicious, call me Purple Rain, call me the House of Pain, cause the men pain in the membrane. Call me White Rhino, call me Hydro, call me that Gunja Messer, cause the Gunja Messer know how to smoke. Call me the Cherokee, I cheat by the recipe, so all my Navajos, come and smoke with me. Call me high tolerance about this rich and green. It's all about the green if you peep my lean. You can call me this, you can call me that. Just make sure when you're burning that your bun is green. I'm taking you into outer space. We about to drift into another race.
If you just tuned in to Thursday Night Live, I am the home of the independent and underground artists worldwide. So what I need you to do is to submit your MP3s directly to me at coldpeecereradio@gmail.com. That's coldpeecereadio@gmail.com. Get that music to me. Never know, you might be the next Spotlight Artist of the Week.